This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is in Africa this week, his first visit to the continent since becoming defense secretary. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb is traveling with Austin and has more from his first stop, Djibouti.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Somali forces have made impressive progress in the fight against al-Shabaab.
They've made more progress in the last year than was made in the previous 5 years.
Austin met with Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed in Djibouti on Sunday as part of his first visit to the African continent as defense secretary. Earlier, Austin met with the Djiboutian president and defense minister. He thanked them for hosting the United States' primary base in Africa, Camp Lemonnier, which has about 5,000 U.S. military personnel. Carla Babb, VOA News, Djibouti.
Hollywood's Writers Union has reached a preliminary labor agreement with major studios, a deal expected to end one of two strikes that have halted most film and television production and cost the U.S. state of California's economy billions. Gabe Singer reports.
Writers walked off the job in early May after negotiations reached an impasse over issues including compensation, minimum staffing of writers' rooms, the use of artificial intelligence, and writers' residuals for popular streaming shows. For months, the writers have protested lopsided paychecks for media executives and said working conditions had made it hard for them to earn a middle-class living. The work stoppages took a toll on many operators and small businesses that support film and television production, leading to over $5 billion in losses in California and other major U.S. production hubs, according to a Milken Institute estimate.
And a recently captured Sicilian mafia boss dies in a hospital in central Italy. This is VOA News. Amazon is investing up to $4 billion in AI firm Anthropic as the online retail giant steps into a race dominated by Microsoft, Google, and OpenAI. The EU's trade chief tells Beijing that tough security laws and a more politicized business environment have left European companies struggling to understand their obligations and questioning their future in China. And VOA's Sandra Lemaire gives us an update on Haiti from the recent UN meeting.
In his speech before the UN General Assembly on Friday, Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry repeated his urgent appeal for a multinational force to help Haiti's national police combat gang violence.
Haitians' daily life is painful. That is why the Security Council, which has the power and the authority, must act urgently under Chapter 7.
While Henry was meeting with foreign leaders on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York, powerful gang leader Jimmy Chourizier hit the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, to put him on notice.
Today we are launching a battle against Ariel Henry. As we previously said, we are asking Haitians to mobilize.
Kenya has expressed willingness to lead the force, which will be comprised of police officers as well as some military personnel. Sandra Lemaire, VOA News.
A space capsule carrying NASA's first asteroid samples has landed in the desert in the U.S. state of Utah. VOA's Scott Walterman says it took 7 years to get to the asteroid and back.
Scientists expect to get at least a cup of rubble from the asteroid Bennu. The pebbles and dust delivered Sunday represent the biggest haul from beyond the moon. Preserved building blocks from the dawn of our solar system 4.5 billion years ago. The samples will help scientists better understand how Earth and life itself formed. OSIRIS-REx, that's the mothership, is already targeting another asteroid. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Libya's prosecutor general orders the arrest of 8 officials as part of his inquiry into the huge flood disaster that killed thousands after torrential rains burst through aging dams. Thousands of refugees from Nagorno-Karabakh stream into Armenia as the leaders of Azerbaijan and ally Turkey hold a summit marking Baku's victory over the rebel enclave last week. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.